So, just to ensure, like if we have to hire contractors to actually do the entire project so it gets done, how much of that is available to fulfill a project like this? Now, the other thing is, there was mentions in the report as well that already mentioned there's invested $1 million.
Right.
Just wondering, you know, the provincial legislation indicates that that the treasurer should be providing council with an annual investment report. So is that something that you were going to be providing to council at some point in time?
Definitely. Definitely I will do that. And again, with the project, yeah, we have enough money to you know, sustain any kind of project. We are looking at like a Hardy's Road, and obviously that's the balance as of December 31st, and in February I'm going to do the interim billing, so that's also revenue coming in month or two. And again, there's the grants, OMPF grant is also coming, so no, we've been getting money, so we can do the project.
So the $4.5 million, is that what would appear in the FIR as cash or cash equivalents?
Correct. That's going to be as a part of our financial statement once it's prepared, you know, that's estimated amount.
Okay. Councilman Zulak.
So I'm just wondering, so we're not going to put anything in there for Hardy's Road? Like, we only have the $8,900 in there.
Yeah, that's for the salaries and, you know...
So are we going to put anything in for upgrading the road, depending on what we do?
That's in the capital.
That's portion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maintenance. All right.
There's
lots in there.
Okay, good.
Almost a million, I believe, or so.
Good.
Well, but that is short of what the engineering report had indicated if it was done to the engineering report standards, which was it 1.5 million?
It was 1.9, it went 1.5. They even mentioned two at one point. I saw that picture. But no, I think as long as we have an engineer in charge of this.
And you've mentioned it before, that first... You know, 600 or 700 meters is in relatively good shape. I mean, if we're short money, do we not just leave it or slurry seal it?
Right.
That's the option I'm talking about. We can do the whole thing. That's the right thing to do. The bad part we do, like you say, engineering standards. We dig out the bad spots, get it done right. Mm-hmm. But the section that's holding up well, and it's held up well for several years. I know that. The road super that did it, and he hasn't been here for a long time, so it's pretty old. That surface has lasted pretty well. Township surface only has a lifespan of 7 to 10 years, and we're getting into, you know, 13 to 15 years, I would say, at this point.
But that's when they did tar and chip.
Yeah.
Not what they're doing now.
Yeah, I think if it's micro sealed, then the visual consistency right from Herdville Road right to the end of, you know, that it's visually it.
It's just I don't want to, without the engineer's advice, do a micro or a slurry on it and it break up in here, because it's still going to be tens of thousands of dollars, right? To micro. Right. It's still a lot of money. I'd rather put that money into doing it right. Because one of the things that I discussed with Bob, and I was on speakerphone, so I think Carly overheard it, and I said, you know, well, if we get it to a proper standard and we get a tar chip surface on it, and the base is now good, the culverts are plastic, they're not going to have to be changed, 100-year lifespan on a plastic culvert, how many times can I slurry seal it? Because he was pushing slurry seal, not micro. And he said, forever. Mm-hmm. And that was the word I wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. So we're going to invest some money now to do it right. Our children will enjoy the benefits that they'll only have to slurry seal it.
I wonder if Center Road is in, from Lees Road to Herdville Road, is in that good of condition
I think it is. There's not a lot of gravel when we've dug test holes on it. but the surface is holding up in most areas that you drive it every day, just like I do. The surface is holding up. There's a few bad spots.
So just wondering, like, we're not at that point of discussing Center Road capital projects, but if that was one of the considerations as well, you know, if we have this stash of cash, you know, that makes some of these projects possible, that if that was, you know, slurry sealed, micro sealed, whatever, except for the one corner by Stewart Park, if that was probably paved.
HL3. Did a little bit of research into that too, and it's an easy process that I think we can accomplish. Not going to make any promises yet, but when we pay parties.
Because once again, you know, if it was, because we just had the first part of Center Road done, well, no, sort of the middle part from Veterans to Lees Road, and if that next section, which gets quite a bit of traffic to Herdville Road, is done, just visually it gives the impression that you know, the majority of Center Road is done until the point of reconstruction of that first section from the village to Veterans Memorial Bridge.
Yeah.
Just maybe something to consider.
Yep. It's sort of my goal as the department head to get that done. I just think it's going to take a couple of years. We've got to keep it in good shape and spread this money out and get it done, I think, within the next couple of years. Because there's other roads waiting in the wings that are getting very in poor condition.
Okay, thank you.
Next one is Herdville Road. Again, we had actual expense last year, but we didn't budget it. So this year, I budgeted $11,220 and payroll and employee benefits for that budget. Page number 16. There's nothing on the page number 16, so let's move on to page number 17.
Just a question about page 16 where it says Stewart Park. Is that bridge or Stewart Park Road? Because the next two lines down is Inholmes Bridge.
That's a bridge. That's a
bridge. So Stewart Park Bridge.
Yeah, because you know, the last year we budgeted $2,000 for bridge studies.
Okay.
So that's why it's a bridge.
That's, I do have that highlighted, the 2000 and the other bridge budget 2025 as well. So I made the assumption it was a bridge, but just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
And so actually on that page as well, it has Gray Owl Bridge / Walking Trail Bridge. So what relation does Gray Owl Bridge have with Walking Trail Bridge?
No idea.
Probably something out of the past.
Yeah,
previous council could answer that. Who was on previous council?
This would have been during the time of the construction of Balsam Walking Trail, I think. That council. Anyone here from that council?
The bridge has come up in the last little while because at first it was thought that it had to be replaced, the bridge on the trail. But I don't think it had to be. They reviewed it and looked it over. I think the one question that came up, again, it was another previous council, but that it wasn't on the road allowance even, so it had to be moved over, and I think they discovered it was on the road allowance, so everything was okay. But I think that's how that label got in there.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be, so it's...
I'm not sure why it's with Gray Owl.
Because it has, you know, the once again, the $2,000 budgeted for bridge inspections. I don't believe a walking trail on Balsam Trail would require a bridge inspection.
I think the walking trail bridge words are in error there. They should be stroked out. It's the Gray Owl Bridge. It's part of the bridge study.
Yeah. Page number 17. Street lighting. That hydro cost has been increased. Last year we budgeted $1,900, actual cost $2,224, so that has been increased to $2,500.
before it was called after the lake, not the boulevard. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe it should say Swan Lake Culvert.
Well, Moffett Lake, yeah.
They're Moffett Lake Culvert,
yeah.
And just, we do know that Stewart Park, I know this is operating budget, but we do know in the capital that there's $100,000 of repairs for a broadband bridge. But I do believe that the bridge culvert report, it does, over years, it does outline issues and concerns which seem to need to be addressed at some point in time, like, you know, erosion, quite a few things actually that I think at some point should probably some money allocated to that, so that we don't end up in a situation such as Broadbent Bridge, whereas, as the reports had indicated for other bridges, if it was sandblasted and undercoated 5 years ago, that it probably might not need the repairs that it currently needs of replacing those structural members underneath. So I'm just wondering, at what point do we look at the bridge and culvert report, go through it, and pick out certain things that actually should be done to these bridges, so we don't end up in a situation where we're replacing a bridge or doing a major reconstruction, as on Broadbent Bridge.
Yeah. It's time to do that, and you prioritize them and build yourself a five-year maintenance plan. Because if you notice in the study, it says it's the need, they identify it as 5 to 10, 1 to 5, or now. So that means that you should do it within the next 5 to 10 years, you should do it within 1 to 5 years, or you should do it. So you can budget around that. You don't need to do them all in 1 year. So I will be looking at all of those now that we have a new bridge study and comparing them to the previous bridge study.
That would be great, because there's some that have been in the 1 to 5 category for the last 10 years.
Yes.
You know, so at some point you have to look and you have to determine, when am I going to start, you know, taking these timelines seriously and ensure that we're allocating some funds.
Yeah, I've taken that bridge course, the same ones the inspectors take down in Good Roads. And yeah, I know how they do these things. So some of them, they'll show up every year, and it could be on concrete, and they'll give it a 1 to 5. You should do this from 1 to 5. But it doesn't really deteriorate that fast. So, like you say, 10 years later, it's still on there at 1 to 5, but should have done it. But it helps me determine which you should prioritize. You should prioritize the steel, because it's rusting. If it's rusting, then you better address it, right? So I agree, yes, we will be doing that.
Okay, thank you.
So overall, Public Works budget from 2025 was increased by 10.43% from page 17. That's what it is. Okay, so next one is waste management. In the revenue section, page number 18, the grant we are getting from the circular material has been reduced, because now it's a $2,000 per month. So earlier, last year was 28,800 was revenue, and this year is 24,000, so roughly around 17% decrease. Compared to the last year budget.
In that area, I know it's not an expense, but it talks about the tire stewardship. I just don't know if you have any more information on anybody coming to pick up our tires.
No more information.
Okay.
It's been called in as per their procedure a couple of times, and no one has shown up. But I understand that all the municipalities are having the same problem. We had the same problem last year, and finally got them hauled. Wasn't successful at getting them hauled this year.
So we're not to the stage yet where we say no more tires, as some townships have done?
I would.
Yeah.
But if it's a service you want to provide to your
right.
residents.
Yeah, it's just that it's certainly a liability.
it's a liability, and there's got to be, you know, maybe that's the answer, because, you know, we're just the collector,
right?
You know, it's someone else from the province that's governing this thing, and maybe if we do step up and say, hey, we can't take any more, maybe they'll do something to change the procedure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know it's a little off topic.
So waste management expenditure, the salaries, employee benefit has been increased, salaries by the CPI and the employee benefits, looking at the cost, that's how it's been increased. Hydro, again the cost increase, usage increase, so that's why it's been increased from 2,000 to 2,500. The monitoring program, that's actually made it to zero. Now it's program, the cost of the program is every 3 years. That's why it's been made it to zero.
We only have to do it every 3?
Yeah, every 3 years.
So it's not a line item we can eliminate.
No.
It's going to come back. Okay.
Yeah. And the maintenance cost portion of that $8,400, that's been reduced to $3,000. And the waste collection and disposable. The Perry Sound Industrial Park levy, we budget lost 15,000, been increased to 15,200 because the actual levy was $15,182. Waste tipping fee, that has been increased by 8.54%. Reasoning is that the actual cost came in as 89,000. And year before was around 82,000, so it's been increasing every year. So last year we budgeted 82,000, and this year we moved it, increased it to 89,000.
Voice is still hearing.
Yep.
page number 19. That's for the Environmental Protection and Preservation Committee expenses. The line item, Lake Stewardship Committee, that from increased from 5,300 to 7,000. The reasoning for that, education material, honorarium, science, and environmental packages, that's been included in that line item, and that's why it's been increased from 5,300 to 7,000.
Do we want to pause and finish public works?
Right.
That's okay.
That'd be good.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to finish this whole part and then?
Yeah, finish it.
Yeah. Georgian Bay Biosphere Research, that's benthic studies, that's been reduced from 4,600 to $4,000. Again, that's the cost provided to me, budget provided to me. And the stewardship cost has been increased by 12% from 7,470 to 8,430 because E. coli sampling and phosphorus and calcium sampling and PFA tests, that's what it covered in that line item. Overall impact on that waste management budget is that by less than 1%. In 2025, budget was $277,984, and then in 2026, $280,415.20. So let's look at the public service.
Cemetery would be the last one
on
public
works. Okay. Cemetery.
Yeah, and cemetery services, the only change is the salary and wages, which is increased by CPI on 31.8%.
I think you have the fencing in that in as a capital.
It's in
yeah,
capital.
Yeah.
And
yes.
The monuments, where do they show up?
I don't know where they show up.
That was perpetual care.
Yeah.
Perpetual
oh, okay.
Care.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Carly says that's it for public works.
That's it, unless you want to talk about other capital items before I go.
Oh well, yeah.
So we talked about the major ones.
Parks and Recreation. Page number 22.
Involving one of the different departments here.
Put your next hat on.
You got several different hats.
So, page number 22. There's a transfer from reserve for recreation, $5,000, and that reserve will cover the cost for the repair glass and cleaning. That's on the page line item skating and rink maintenance. We budgeted $5,000. That's what it covers, the $5,000.
Sounds good.
Salary wages, again, 1.8%, and skating rink maintenance, that's the budget decreased from $13,000 to $5,000.
So the cleaning is the surface cleaning?
At that plus the, if there's a need to be repaired some of the glasses, because I think there's one need to be again.
Yeah, repaired.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had two more
yeah.
Broken ones.
So those that are boards now, they were repaired, were they?
Yep.
They
mm-hmm.
gone again?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Those ones are gone? Or are
not all of them,
ones?
But two. One new one and one that was broken before.
Community Center, page number 23. Probably not much change other than salary, so. Okay, so.
Do we want to make the jump to the capital?
If you
yes.
want to, because I had, sure, I had a couple of things that I wanted to point out that Roshan and I talked about. One, we've already talked about the Hardy's Road. That's where a reduction we did there. I've opted to go a different direction with the new 5500 truck. It's not an ideal plow truck. It's always been sort of the backup plow truck for route number four. It used to plow it, I guess, at one time, the 550. This is a longer truck. It's because it's got a crew cab and stuff, and it's I had in the capital budget originally, our original proposal was $13,000 for a plow. I don't think I should put the plow on that truck. So we removed it. I don't think there was...
Actually, there's a couple of changes on the capital budget I gave you last year. One major change, obviously, the Hardy's Road from 1.5 to 900,000. And other one, I'm not buying the software, $100,000, which I budgeted last year.
Yes, I think we should talk about that again. But anyway, go ahead.
I think, you know, roads needs money and the bridges needs money, and I can wait one or two years. I'm okay with that. I think that's where our money should go right now. That's, you know, facilities and roads and bridges need. So that's one change. Other one, I missed it actually, the part of the budget. Last year budget was the truck for the Tom. 130,000 budgeted at that one. That's money actually coming out of the reserve, so it won't have any impact on the levy, but I missed it putting in this budget.
Is that one truck or two? Because I've seen
well,
one. So,
okay. Yeah, there was two in our original
right.
ask.
Yeah.
And in discussions, because I wanted Roshan to have his $100,000 program. I said, I maybe could live without mine. But if I don't put a plow on the 5500 Ram, the new one, the F-250 becomes more critical. It's the backup truck. Whenever somebody's off or a truck breaks down, I'm running around behind them, cleaning up and doing the smaller roads. And it is it's a needed truck. So it's got 200,000 on it now. The plow that's on it is wore out. If it's an in and out, because the money is there in reserves, I think it's a good idea to bring it forward this year, not drop it. Roshan dropped it after our conversation, and I didn't see his report until too late.
And what's the year of that truck?
It's a 2016, so it's 10 years old. And that's always my rule of thumb. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, is replace them every 10 years. Some people do 7, some people do 5. But that's mine. Right now, it's rust. It's gotten the paint's falling off it, and it's not rusted through. But you give it another year, and it'll be rusted through. So we could probably get $20,000 for it if we sold it in the spring, and that could be put towards this this next truck. And it also, we've talked about those three tandem trucks are going to have to be replaced because they were bought. I think it was bought in 18, but we call it 19, 20, and 21. And they're $450,000 each now. And if we go by the rule of thumb that you replace them at 10 years, it's going to be bang, bang, bang. We talked before about maybe bringing one forward to 27, one that's causing the most problems, and replacing it a little bit early. You don't want to bump the 250 into the same year, in my opinion, because you're going to increase that by $130,000.
No, I think Councillor Haskin brought that up to stagger them so that we don't get that problem with the major trucks.
Yeah, if you get them staggered, they're a little bit easier to budget for, but they're right in a row there, and they're best 3 years apart.
Yeah.
Because you've got 3 years to sort of put stuff in reserves for the next one, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know your truck, too. It gets a lot of use, all the plowing that you do with it.
So. Yeah. I haven't done the fire halls, and I noticed just came up on my phone that the snow squalls are moving in. I thought the bay was frozen over.
It is frozen over.
Yeah, it's just a level 2 snow squall warning just came up.
But what I'd like to see, and I know we bandied this about, I'll put out to council too with Roshan's financial, you keep putting it off, but I'm just wondering if we could do two scenarios, because you've got it down pretty good now. You had it at 3.5, I don't know what it'll be after our discussion today, but I'm wondering if there could be another, you know, presentation or another scenario for us where even if it goes up to a 5, whatever, if it's something we really need, I'd like to see both rather than just take it out altogether and say I'll put it off again for another year. Is that possible? I don't want it to spring up to 10% or anything, but I don't know what it would do to the 3.5, but I'd just like to see. That's often what we did, is just, you know, the wish list was out there and see what it, and then we pared it down and what can we really do without. And like Tom was presenting different scenarios here with the one truck, and did put it in there, you know, it's fairly it's almost a necessity, and I'm thinking your equipment too is I'm not saying it's a necessity, you should still get by, but I'm just thinking maybe we should consider it and you know, have it in place even for another council coming in. But I don't know what council spots are on it, but we see two different scenarios and look at two different figures and what the rate increase would be. I mean, the 3.5 looks really inviting, but is that the best thing to do this year? We don't want a situation either where we're cutting ourselves short. Any thoughts from council? Council check in.
Yeah, so I think that having software that is easily understood by anyone that may need to take the position, no one's guaranteed tomorrow. So if we have some, the current software seems to be very complicated and complex. So I think that this here is an important step to ensure that the most, you know, the software that is available that seems to bring, it seems like two different branches of finances are taking place, and meld them into one that's a little more user-friendly. I think that we need to get that happening ASAP, and we were saying this already a couple of years ago now. So think we can postpone it any further. This is, you know, planning ahead, you know, just so that no one gets put in a pickle at another point in time with something that is just absolutely not user friendly, and that you're personally even struggling to, you know, put all this information together. So I think we need to adjust the budget however possible to ensure that the software finally gets implemented. So just my thoughts.
Other thoughts?
Well, if we did put it off for 1 year, it may not hurt to at least put some away, like half or something this year, and then next year it's the other half. You know, not just totally wipe it right off, at least plan for it a little bit financially. And then that would possibly mean a 1% tax in more than what we're going to go to. Personally, I could see us going, right now it's what, 2.77 on the actual tax bill. Have you heard any figures from other municipalities? They don't, I know they're all trying to keep it down because of the election coming up.
Seguin was 4.34 something.
Yeah, that's what I thought, 4 point something. So. So if that's the case, I think we could pull another
4.539 for Seguin.
Yeah, we could pull another 1%, I think. I don't think that's going to kill people too badly, and that would free up. It's not much money for 1% more tax increase, but it's something. It would be close to, you know, at least half of the hardware purchase. But, and, but we
it's
still
kind of
have...
I'm bound to a vote here. Councilman Zulier. And I don't, can't do that here.
So can you not do up a scenario for us of what the increase would be with both items, the truck and your software, and then just the truck or just the software?
So there won't be any impact on levy because of the truck? Because we we have enough money to cover
that. So it's just the software,
because that's, if you're looking at 100,000, that's kind of 1.5% of your levy.
Well, I think we should do it.
And that again, that's an estimated number, because depends which software you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the municipality end up spending 200,000, 300,000. So this is just a starting, right? 100,000.
So you could look into it.
I can look into that.
See what you would prefer.
Yeah.
And kind of give us a
and
ballpark figure.
I can agree. I agree with the Morley. Ask him that, you know, the we can put some money in reserve this year, and you know, remaining I can put next year, and then we can go next year. Again, it's a council decision. That's, I feel that, you know, the roads and roads department or fire department is, you know, they are the one who needs more than me. I can survive a year or two. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, see, my thoughts are, okay, so the roads and the fire department, they're all looked after the way it's done right here.
Yeah.
Basically, isn't it? It's all looked after. So our main concern would be your area. And I think that's being put off way too long. I know probably it's going to be mind-boggling for you to try and adjust to change over to the new thing, but I think it's something that needs to be done, and it doesn't matter to me if it's an election year or not. It needs to be. I don't think you should do things and not do things because of an election year. It's things that need to be done, and they should be done.
Yeah, and as far as the truck goes, I know it's deals with reserves and that, but you'd be putting more money back into reserves, so the truck will have an effect, will it not?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will raise the rate?
I would think.
Well, you're saying it won't?
We haven't got the reserves.
No,
yet.
So the reserve, if you look at right now,
Well, for roads, we're putting 100,000 to reserve, which we'll have a total of 199, so 200,000.
Yeah, 200,000
grand
yeah,
total.
Yeah.
Just toward your next truck, which
yeah.
is going to be what 400,000.
No, but 400,000. If we use 130 out of that for the truck, then remaining will be around 69,000 or something if we use the 130, because
yeah.
that 200,000 doesn't include that his truck, Tom's truck. So.
And we have quite a bit of capital road projects going on right now. You know, another year or two, maybe we start focusing more on, you know, getting the truck plan rolling, eh? You know, get one purchase now and then plan on every 3 years we have to get a truck. So financially, do you see that happening okay, Tom, going forward? Or?
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
If you look at the conditions of the roads, because we don't always get down, well, you might, but Camp Road, Holly's Road. You know, we're focused
mm-hmm.
on Hardy's because they've been complaining for 2 years and we have to fix it this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I could pick one every year. So
mm-hmm.
that $1 million a year you can plan on every year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to adjust our lives to that. It's time. They're at their end of their useful life. And we can't get into that perpetual slurry ceiling until we build them right, until we fix the base.
Yeah. It would be nice, and I think it's been mentioned that, you know, a 5-year forecast for road projects would be kind of nice, and I think it's been talked about us doing a road ride around the township and say, oh, okay, that road's on, ooh, we got to look at it in 2 years, or that one's going, well, that one's holding up real good, that's 7 years, you know, kind of thing. It's I think it would really help, you know, in trying to forecast, you know, what we should actually be budgeting every year for, you know, road projects to make sure we're not continuing to fall behind.
So what I've proposed to do this year, we were talking about doing a roads needs study, and those roads needs study are always complicated, and none of us understand them when they come out, and the standard that they're trying to build them to, theoretically, is much higher than the standard that we need.
Mm-hmm.
What we've proposed to do is, and I've talked to Bob Hughes about it, if he would do a layman's version, like something that suits us,
mm-hmm.
and we don't need any, oh God, that's too big a job for us. I said, no, let's go look at the worst roads.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not back from his winter vacation yet, but he said he's definitely interested in talking to us because he thought that's a good idea. So years ago, we were mandated to do that study. Just like we're mandated to do the bridge study. Now we're not mandated to do that study. We should be doing that study. It helps us create that 5-year plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a more down-to-earth study would serve us better. We could do a 5-year plan.
Well,
out of that
I think
study.
So. I think so we can take
I don't think us going out in a van and driving around is gonna do it. But going out with Bob and his assistant there.
Yeah, so somebody does it.
And I think we'd get a good idea on this one's worse. You know, this one's second. Because
mm-hmm.
you can't do them all in 1 year. But
yeah.
And maybe we can make a plan.
So just hearing this, we can basically say that every year we're going to end up putting $1 million into a road.
I would think so.
In road. So this software is going to be keep getting put off, because we need to put $1 million every year for the roads, and then we need more for trucks and everything else. So, like, it's going to get put off. So I think we just need to bite the bullet and do it.
Councilor Cuckin?
And I think there's a solution. If you look at the reserves, we've been putting aside in the, if you look at, this is the fund, the high-speed internet, telecommunication reserve from the Rogers Tower revenue. We were putting that aside because at one time we were part of SmartCo that was going to build a high-speed internet network in the Parry Sound area. And since now there are numerous private organizations, entities that are actually doing this high-speed internet network in numerous areas, including McKellar, we currently have $84,000 in that fund. And at the end of this year, there'll be $96,000 in that fund. I think we take that and allocate it into the software for the treasurer. That this is money well spent. There doesn't seem like anything on the imminent horizon that we're going to be building a high-speed internet network as that money was put aside for, that this is an allocation that would be something that would be beneficial in all aspects of the municipality.
No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, pretty well the figure, unless he goes with the Cadillac. Software at 1,000. Well, here are 300,000-400,000 now.
With training in the Caribbean for 3 months.
That's right.
Is that something you would have time to get yourself adapted to this year if the purchase is this year?
I think if you implement a new software, it will at least take a year just to implement a software. So it needs a year to, you know, do everything, you know, billing or all other financial or accounting products need to take at least a year to not only implement but also use at the same time. So it's a pretty much 1 year process.
Right. Is it going to be quite time consuming for you?
Yeah.
How does this year look for you? Were you hoping it'd be the year after because of your workload?
It seems a little busier this year because, you know, obviously now we are going to have a very sound planning board, so more activity on that side also, plus, you know, a lot of other things, because first 3 months or 4 months, it's audit, it's interim billing, plus all the T4s, you know, payroll reconciliation, all the government bodies have to respond. Plus, obviously, the finalizing budget and everything. So, and by the July, then again, you have to work on the final billing process. So, it's kind of, you know, first 6-7 months you're busy with these so many things.
It's like that every year.
Every year.
Yeah, every year.
Just make it happen. Drop some of that those responsibilities off to some other staff.
Mary.
We've got additional staff now. Figure out how to schedule it so that this gets implemented.
No, definitely we will work out, and we have a great team, so we will work out something.
Just wondered too, Tom, with the cemeteries.
Good. Somebody's coming back to public works. Because we were getting that out of the way, remember, so I could leave.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's getting like Rob. Taking up my time.
Yeah. Got Lakeview in there, which is good. I'm wondering about Herdville. I mentioned a while back that the gate's gone, unless it's been repaired.
I don't know. Scott's been doing some of the perimeter fence with posts and stuff that we have in stock. And it's very kind. He's done quite a bit of work in there.
Just something to look at.
Yeah, it's something to look at, and that's what I want to talk about further in capital stuff. Is that, you know, it seems to be saturated this year. I don't think we can fit anything else in here.
Well, I have something else to do.
Yeah, everybody has. But yeah, if we get the fence done at Lakeview, it's probably a good idea to look at that entrance. So it's just the entrance fence, so it looks inviting.
Yeah,
you know, our loved ones are in there. You want to show your respect. It's a nice place to be. And the same with St. Stephen's. I think it's looking pretty good, but the gates are, they always have to be looked at. Those chain link fences. They don't last. We get a heavy snow year like this year. It pulls them down and stretches them and ruins them.
I was looking too at the, it seems to have slipped off the list, but for the two bay addition at the garage, I'd mentioned that to Carly. I don't know whether that would pass along to get a figure from Chris Bordelot. I'm thinking it's again something we don't want to keep putting off because you've mentioned before the importance of keeping the equipment undercover. And I don't know what a study would cost, but I think the sooner the better to get that at least started so it could be reviewed. The only one we've got so far is Tatum, I think, from years back, and they just gave a quick cost estimate of $800,000. But I don't know whether those figures will hold up today or not. But I'm just thinking that's something that we could be looking at. reappears, just disappears, and you gave a pretty good argument for why we should have more machines undercover.
More room, really.
Yeah.
More room inside and out.
I know council doesn't want to hear that another item on the agenda, but
I'm not listening.
But again, it's something that keeps being put off. So. Councilor Keckner.
Well, when that $1 million investment matures, then we can allocate that immediately to as many ways. Yeah. But it does.
Balsam Roden.
Yeah.
Particular.
No, it's good.
So how do these coverall units, like you see over by Seguin, in different municipalities?
They seem to be, I've looked a few. I brought brochures home from Bidwell. I'll pick up a few more this year. I'll share them with you.
Just
there's all kinds of neat options. There's options out there where the salt and sand dome is part of the grass. You know what I mean? It then maximizes the space in that lot. You know what I mean? Rather
right.
than having two buildings and you need room around each one of them, and it's not as economical maybe as putting a bay on, but maybe the bay shouldn't go on the old garage. Maybe we need a new salt dome with two bays on the salt.
Yeah, lots of different.
You know
options.
What I mean? There's all kinds of different options,
yeah.
And I think that's what the mayor's talking about is maybe we need a study, or maybe if we don't want to give a whole bunch of money to an engineer, maybe it should be just something I'm working on. You know, my salary's in the budget, and I can come up with options and come back with a report at some point, so we can plan for the future. It doesn't cost us any money this year. It just puts a little more work on me to get a report done.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Another report.
Because having them undercover one way or another is better than not being covered at all.
Especially nowadays, like everything is using this DEF, diesel exhaust fluid. It freezes. So when you start a machine, so you have to purge the lines when you park it and shut the battery off completely. And it sits there. Everything freezes. So you turn it on, start it. You can't drive that machine for a half an hour while the heaters warm up that diesel exhaust fluid, or you cause damage to the engine.
Wow. You know, we don't want to go back to what we used to do with the fire hall. I mean, that used to be, well, the battery would be dead almost every night. And it was a real mess over there until they got a better building around. Okay, you said you wanted to talk about some capital.
No, I want to ask if there's anything, like, I see the direction we're going. Is there something you want me to put more work into to plan for next year? Because we were on a good topic there. Like, we should be planning these projects a year in advance. And looking at Center Road, is it, like, I think you were bringing it forward that we wanted to do it this year. I think we're saturated this year, but that's your decision. But maybe I should be looking at that and doing a little bit more research on what we can do. It may not get done in 26, but maybe we could look at it for 27. Is there anything else in that respect? Like, and you brought one up already without me asking, is the garage.
Mm-hmm.
But I know just personally driving around the roads that there's several others that need attention. And once they start to go, they go like Hardee's. They go. And I think we're going to find that with Holly's and Camp Road this year. So,
I think it's good that you're tapping into Bob's knowledge too, and if he could do a drive around with you and look at different roads, make suggestions.
Yeah. I've found those studies in the past tend to be ignored.
Yeah.
You know, they're useful for me for planning because I can read and understand them, and I know they're trying to build this.
Yeah.
We need this. It doesn't change the priority, though. You know what I mean?
Speaking of which, I'll just pass that down. I think you've seen these before from 2016. That was probably the best asset management plan we had.
Yeah.
With that chart especially, to me it's so easy to follow, and I'm thinking that's something we probably should be
just
starting
keep.
And keeping it updated.
Yeah. And then there's new lines that would be added as
right.
well in there. Changes, yeah, keep it updated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It definitely visually, you know, and maybe incorporate it with some other information as well. So it's not just floating around in your mind, that it's on a piece of paper.
Yep. Yeah, it's I've done it before and it works, and did it the most simple way. Just we had all these roads that were substandard, and it's like we can afford this much a year. Let's do this year, this next year. We just worst is first. It was simple. It wasn't a fancy asset management plan that you had to hire a professional to do. It was realistic. And then council followed it, and it was very good for planning. You knew going into that budget meeting 2 years in advance that needs to be addressed, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't end up being put off, or it doesn't end up because engineering and tendering takes so long that it's not, you get to be too late in the year to do the process, which we've experienced.
So as long as what we come up with satisfies the government as far as grants, and that they want us to follow an asset management plan, so we have to make sure that ours corresponds or at least references the plan we have.
We can do that one for them, and we can have a real one for us.
Yeah,
and that can change because
as
conditions change, so you can
yep
move the figures around.
Okay, anything else for Tom?
I'm just really glad to see at least you put in $50,000 for beach rehabs this year. I know that's probably not going to go too far, but we do got to try keeping our beaches up over the years. It's certainly not your fault or anybody's, just the way it's gone, but over the decades, our beaches are by far worse now than they were, say, 30 years ago. Say Stewart's Park, for example, was as wide as a lot, nice beach kind of thing, where now the weeds have come in and taken over. The kids get 10 feet and the turtles get 100 feet, that kind of thing. So who's more important? I know turtles are important, but... So that's kind of happening. And then I think I'd like to really see some improvements out here. I don't think $15,000 would go very far for what I would see that we need, but hopefully we can get our parkland account up a bit and maybe get a plan going for this waterfront here at some point. So, but glad to see the $15,000, so you'd be getting sand on some beaches. And, good.
Councilor Keckin, so is the funding for the playground equipment, has that been approved?
The application has been submitted. They approved the application, but no information on the funding yet.
Okay, thank you. Okay. That's good.
Go move some snow.
Just looking at this snow behind David. It was so hard once I couldn't see that pine tree.
Just wait.
It was just wait.
It wasn't just my hair. Okay.
Coming from Lake Superior, I think a lot of this here coming all the way over.
Got to blame someone. Got to blame the Canadians for the cold air going down south. So.
Damn them.
I'm looking here too at the reserves. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Transfer to reserve.
Is
that enough to take care of? Maybe there's enough in there already that's not concerning. It doesn't seem like a great figure, that's all.
So I'm going to increase some of the amount next year. If we want, we can increase this year. Because the Tom mentioned about the vehicles. In 3 to 4 years, he needed at least $500,000 at least.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to increase it to that $100,000 reserve to vehicle to $150,000. So in 4 years, it will be around $450,000 to cover one of the vehicle at least.
Okay. No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I don't know if you. council wants to increase this year or from next year. So
transfer to reserves.
Reserve account.
So that's going to increase the levy by 1%.
Correct. Yeah.
I think it's something we have to look at to be prepared for the future. Rather than going, as you mentioned, election year and keeping it low, to me it's a necessity, what we need in place.
Well, the other thing is there's this $1 million coming mature at the end of this year. Is it a 1 year?
It's a 1 year.
1 year. That if all of that was transferred to reserves, because somehow there was $1 million that was just kicking around that somehow we didn't need this year. So if, when that matures, then that gets transferred to reserves, different reserves that require it, with the intention to ensure that there's enough for public works, construction reserve, public works, capital equipment reserve.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Rorschach's plan was for that, how to distribute it when it does come back. So,
so where did that $1 million come from that we had $1 million that was just sitting there?
So basically last year when we got the $3 million debenture, we got the money, and then the project delayed. Initially we projected Hartwell Road, because the cost of the project is basically around $3.9 million, right? So $3 million we got it from debenture, and then some of the money from NHFC fund, and the remaining was through the levy. But then now the project is, delayed. It moved to this year, so some of that amount I put in the GIC. So by the time it matures, then we will have enough money. So that's the whole idea, was that's how it went through.
So when we get returns from say HST, where does that appear in our financials? So did you return?
So the return on the GIC you're talking about?
No, sorry. So when we purchase something, then it has HST on it.
Correct.
And then is it monthly that you get a refund on HST?
Quarterly.
Quarterly.
You get, and that part of the balance sheet account. It doesn't show on the expense or revenue account.
So we put that, so it's going out, so you don't add the HST.
No.
So it's basically neutral.
Yeah.
So there is, okay. So this $1 million is not available then, because it's dedicated to the Herbville Road construction.
It's part of that one. That's why I said, instead of putting it in our checking account, because we're not earning much interest. And then luckily by that, very next day or day, I think we did it on October 30th, and very next day, government announced the decrease in the interest. So right away, I knew that interest will be way less than 3%, and we are getting 4%. I said, okay, this is the chance we can earn $40,000 on the $1 million rather than earning 2%, $20,000 or $25,000.
Good.
So in a roundabout way, we kind of borrowed that in our debentures, but we're not haven't used it all or yet, kind of thing. So
we're kind of doing like what the pool did, They took our money,
which
they didn't need at that time,
and
they put it and got interest on it, when
right.
we could have put it somewhere and got interest on it.
Yeah.
So the debenture, how much percent are we paying on the debenture?
So 3.99.
So basically it's coming out that we're borrowing the money at
0%. Yeah. So talking about the levies, there was a list here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys see.
Yeah.
So there's an increase in the levies from different external agencies.
Percentage increase, but I don't know
if
in your report.
I have it in my report, but I calculated. So, Bill, elevator heights, it's 2%. And it's because of 2% because I didn't have the levy amount from the Belvedere Heights, so I just estimated based on 2%. District of Berry Sound Social Services, that's increased by 6.97%.
Yeah.
North Bay Berry Sound Health Unit, that's increased by 4.52%. EMS ambulance service, I didn't have the numbers, so I just estimated 2%. OPP increase in 11%. 911 account, 16%. The amount for 911 budget is actually same. It's because the classification, the how we distribute the funds, they changed that formula. That's why it's increased. Library, that's increased by 23%. West Perry Sound OPP Detachment Board, we didn't have number and we didn't budget last year. That was, you know, first time we got the a levy from them. So I don't have the number, so I budgeted $3,500. West Perry Sound Recreation Center, I budgeted $20,000, assuming that if the pool is opening in May, so that 8 months of the levy for this year.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to pay $30,000
right now.
Per agreement.
Oh, per agreement, right.
Yeah.
But they requested a pre-opening.
We didn't pay.
How much is that?
$30,000, I
think.
They
wanted the full year.
No, I think more than $30,000 because remember they were counting the CPI.
Higher,
yeah. Before the opening, so it was more than 30,000.
Yeah, not something we'd ever agreed to. But we were going to look at operating costs, as you say, a maximum of 30,000.
Yeah.
And they were asking for a pre-operating.
33,985.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're still expecting that.
I assume they are.
Based on planning board, our share as of now, 13,000. That's a 160% increase. Last year we paid $5,000. Perry Sound Area Industrial Park, 15,000. West Perry Sound Geographic Network, 13,500. That's a 28% increase.
Well, looks to me like another 1% on our tax bill, because actually we're still going backwards. You know, if we're paying all these increases and we're trying to run a real tight, we're actually still financially taking the township backwards. So we got to at least consider another 1%, if not more.
Yeah. I guess the other big question before we leave tonight is we're trying to redo the budget. We talked last year about debentures, and that word hasn't come up really for starting a new one. And that's not advice you would give for any of our major projects that we need to get into that.
I think it's better if we wait 3 more years when the Central Road project debenture will be done. That's when I advise that we should be using it, because as of now, I think the limit is around, as of December 31st, 2025, estimated around 700,000.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah, and this year in 2026, this will further decrease because there was one payment of the Hartville went out last year. This year will be 2 payments, so
right.
That 700,000 will become 550 or 500 something because another extra payment coming out. So overall, the limit will be lower by end of this year.
Yeah. And like you say, Center Road will be another 4 years.
Yeah, three, 4 years it will be done. So
okay,
but that's available to us. If you're taking these things into consideration, still $500,000 in debt payments
can
additionally
can
to what we're currently paying.
True, we can borrow up.
So that the debt payment is $500,000 or less.
Yeah, correct.
And then that. in 3 or 4 years when we manage to pay off that debenture, that might just come timing perfectly to finance the other section of Center Road.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I see that road, that portion of the road lasting probably another 3 to 4 years kind of thing, and then we'll have to do the major construction.
And so there is some debentures that are dropping off at some point, right? Fire truck?
Yeah.
Sharks?
So one payment of only left, 17,000.
So one payment left?
Yeah.
So that will increase the debenture?
Yeah, some bit, but then again, 17,000, it's not a big amount, so.
And then West Pierce Island, the recreation center, that was
10 years.
10 years, so that's a few more years.
Yeah.
Okay, what else haven't we covered? You're the one that has to go away now and look at these figures and come up with new figures for us. Is there any direction you need from us? Or?
Yeah, I didn't see any much change overall budget.
The one big change, I think, that Councillor Zulak talked about, and I mentioned it earlier, the actual software and coming up with two different scenarios.
Okay.
And we also talked about increasing reserves for if Tom wanted, got a particular truck, so. And you talk about putting more money into the reserve then. So
yeah.
That would be a change.
Yeah.
And Councillor Haskell was okay with increasing the rate, what was it, 2-3%, was it?
I'll say one, and then if you guys want to up it from there. But, like Mike suggested, come out of reserve, purchase what you need.
Yeah.
Really, whatever percentages we come up with tax increase can kind of go toward the reserve for future. Vehicles for roads, so it depends how much. Sounds to me like 1% isn't much to start trying to cover that cost off, but it'd be a start. Yeah, because that'd only be what, 45 or 50,000?
Yeah, I don't think it would have too much of an impact.
No, but it's something, I guess. And once.
Last year, what was our increase? In levy, percentage-wise, which on the spot you're trying to recall,
it's around 4, I thought.
Yeah, 4.
Yeah, 4 point something.
Yeah.
Again, I know we try to better that, but as Councillor Zulak said, I don't think the necessary that the year really matters. It's just what's required and good financial planning. So what else do you need from us?
That's it. I will rework on the project, the budget, and, you know,
okay.
Submit it.
And then we'll leave it to you, I guess, to set another date.
Yeah.
And,
That will be end of March or first week of April, because February and March will be busy with the interim billing and T4s and, you know, other things, so. That will be either end of March or April, but the first week of April.
Yeah, I think that's what we did last year. It was actually passed in April, wasn't it? In the first week or second
yes.
week, yeah. So that's what we'll aim for.
A quick question on your interim billing. Obviously, that's based on last year's tax rate. Then the next billing and second will be?
Final billing.
Finally billing, and it's a gigantic increase because you're covering both. Did any municipalities actually increased in the first levy?
No, not that.
Not at all. They always base it on. Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering, knowing that taxes are going to be going up 2% every year for sure, whether you would just say automatically 2%, then their second billing isn't quite as severe of an increase. But if it's not being done, we won't go there.
Well, it's because of the legislation, right?
Yeah.
That's how the interim billing is calculated?
Calculated, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in a sense, it's a reprieve for them, too, for a period of time. You know, then they'll have to use on the next billing, you're right.
Yeah, it helps them out a bit.
Whereas the way you may be able to sort of mitigate that is instead of interim and the final. So like we're doing it twice a year.
Yeah.
Other municipalities may do it, you know, multiple times more than that in a year.
I think they do twice a year, but then they allow the installment payment.
Right.
So interim maybe two or payment or maybe three payment, and same thing with the final, maybe two or three payments. That's how they do.
Right.
But then they only do twice a year.
Right. So that's standard because
because
of legislation, but payment periods could be adjusted by the township.
Correct.
That also increases your cost for staff and mailing out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else we need for now? Okay, I guess we'll come out of committee of the whole and throw Shannon. So if you want to wait to the end of the meeting or make an early exit, it's up to you. It won't take as long. Beat the snow.
Get while the getting's good.
Overtime, just starting for you.
So, one more question.
Yeah.
So, we did receive a questions from members of the public. So,
yeah.
When does that get answered for the?
I will email maybe tonight or maybe on Monday morning, answer all the questions on behalf of the council, if that council is okay with that. Some of the answers I gave during the meeting, because asked about the cash and balances, those things, and
mm-hmm.
then some of the answers he already knew, in the sense because those are some questions are repeated questions. Last year also he asked the question around the same line, around the same kind of question, so he already knows some of them. So most probably tonight or on Monday morning I'll reply his email.
Okay, thank you.
I'm thinking though, it's probably, since you mentioned it too, probably a good idea to copy us on it.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, I will.
I would think that would be great.
Yes.
Just in case questions came up afterwards.
No different, yeah.
Okay.
Or we're curious of the answer to those questions, because I didn't know the answers to some of those questions. So we'll get educated.
Okay, we have Resolution 26-060, moved by Councilor Peckman, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby arise from the committee of the whole land.
4:39 p.m.
4:39 p.m. Call a question. All those in favor? No opposed. Carried. We have question comment period related items on the agenda from the public, either in person or online. Hearing none, have Resolution 26-061. Moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 26-09, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council, the first and second reading. Further give a third reading and pass an open council the 6th day of February 2026. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. In Resolution 26-062, moved by Councillor Peckman, second by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
4:41 p.m.
4:41 p.m. to meet in on February the 17th, 2026, for a regular meeting of council or at the call of the mayor. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.